The parable of the merciful servant. It gives everyone time to go and get a Bible. Okay. Then Peter, this is more familiar now. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and children, that they should all be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay back everything. The servant's master took pity on him, cancelled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, be patient with me, I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. You wicked servant, he said, I cancelled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you? In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all that he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart. Amen.
You prepare on that passage.
Good morning. Thanks, Kate. I was happy that if you continue with all that, it would be great, because that is what I'm going to talk about. Right. Keep up with me, because I'm going to ask you questions. This is part of being a teacher, yes? I'm just teasing, but yeah. Right. Good morning. It's a great passage. Very, very good passage. Very difficult to read, but it's very easy to understand, but it's very difficult to put it to practice. When I look to the passage, it really grabbed me for a moment, and I look to the question, the first of it. Peter asked a very interesting question. How many times I should forgive for my brother and sister? And he hurried up for the answer himself. He said, is it seven times? And that stopped me for a while. And I said, okay, hang on here. Who's asking this question? Peter. Who's Peter? The closest person to Jesus. Wherever he go, he take Peter, James, and John. Wherever he done, Peter is step by step with him. And I find it fascinating. If I look to the gospel and said, assuming that is all written on the right order, and I said, oh, Peter, didn't hear the Lord's Prayer? Didn't hear that he say he left everything and he concentrate on the forgiveness part? If you forgive others, you will be forgiven. This is what the Heavenly Father will do for you. Oh, didn't see when these four guys bring their friend on the bed, cannot move anywhere, paralyzed, dig the ceiling and drop him down. And the first thing Jesus said, your sin is forgiven. You was in the situation when they get the prostitute to Jesus and he sit on the floor and he start writing on the sand. And everybody went away. Where is your accusers? They're gone. Is anybody accuse you? No, I will forgive you as well. Did you didn't understand what the motive of Jesus is after all these years? It's a very interesting one. And here is the point. The point is, do we really miss it? Or we do really understand it? Or we can show off. Is it 7 times is good enough? I done my bit. Some translation here, it said 7 times, 77 times Jesus answered him. Some translation, it's 70 times 7. Calculate that in your head. 490 times. If someone sin against you, this is how much you forgive. And that has really stopped me so much. Do we really miss what Jesus is saying, or I done my bit and I'm good? That is what stopped me first. And that get me to a point where who I am and what I'm doing, what attitude I have toward the word of the Lord over my life. That is really something I need to keep in your head. But why forgiveness? Why I won't forgive? Forgiveness, guys, it's a sign of strength, not weakness. Are you with me? Get it right. It's a sign of strength, not weakness. If it is a weakness, it means I cannot take my stuff back. That's why I cannot do much about it. Just forgive him. But if you look to the master or the king, he is able. He is able to sell him and his family and all what he have in order to pay his debt. Therefore, it is from strength he is able to do this, to forgive. He is able to forgive. He is able to release forgiveness. He is able to stand, to do, to show his grace. He is able to say that I am able to do this. Therefore, forgiveness is not a weakness. Forgiveness, it is a strength. This is number one. Forgiveness, it is a key to your spiritual and Christian life. Keep that in head. This is why I was so pleased when Kate read in the beginning. Rewind a little bit on that chapter. In verse 25. Sorry, verse 18, if you look to this one. Verse 18, he said something very important. What you loose, sorry, what you bind in heaven, you will be bind on earth. What you loose in heaven, it will be loose in earth. It is a key. It's in your hand. Not for others, it's for yourself too. What you loose in heaven, it will be loose on earth. Right, hang on here. Back again to the Lord's Prayer. How many times you repeated that one? I don't know, millions? Yeah? You say it before you go to bed, before you teach your kids, before you do this. But what is this saying? Your will be on earth as... What is God's will? Anybody? To do what? To have a bitterness in your heart? To hold grudges against people? Is that his will? To forgive. on earth as in heaven. What you bind in heaven, it will be bind on earth. What you loose in heaven, it will be loose in earth. It's about you and you alone. Think it this way. If I have something against car, I'm carrying it in my head all the time, get frustrated, get angry, not happy, I'm not forgiving him. Who's getting the effect? Maybe he's not even aware. Right? But I decide to hold that in my heart against him. And I keep it in my heart against him. And every time I come to the church, I cannot even listen to what he's saying. Because I have something. I already bind it in heaven as in earth. What I'm doing to him, without him knowing, I am binding for him. I am blocking him. I am locking him. I am imprisoning him and imprisoning myself in the meantime. That's why it's really important to see this and to get it in your head that what I bind in heaven is bind on earth. Do I really do the will of God in heaven as in earth or not? In Ezekiel says something that the ground, the earth, will respond to the rain. It's coming from above. And the heaven will respond to the prayer of the earth. It's an equal situation here. Therefore, I can imprison someone or I can release someone. I can imprison myself or release myself. I can get myself into that place of I don't want to know, or I am blessing the people around me. Which one I want to do? Again, strength, not weakness, it's a key to your life. Forgiveness. Number three. Did you hear that phrase? Like father, like son? It is exactly the same. The Heavenly Father able to do this. The Heavenly Father have grace. The Heavenly Father, his attitude to forgive. The Heavenly Father is, this is his attention, this is his attitude. This is what he wants to do. If I won't be like him, if I called to be like him, this is what I should do. Very simple, isn't it? You have kids, all of us, yes? Some of us not. It's coming in a way, no worries. Yeah? You want your son to be the best. You want your daughter to be the best. Jesus said that the works I do, you will do much better. We always think about it as miracles. And when I cannot pray for someone and get healed, you told us what I do, you can't do. What is going on? But what about forgiveness? This is what he do. Do you do it as well? And here is the key. I pick and choose what I want. But there is some stuff are very fundamental to your Christian life. And I choose not to do it. Even the Father doing it, and he wants you to be like him. You are holy because I am holy. How you will do this one? This is what he called you to be. I called you to be holy because I am holy. I called you to forgive because I forgive. I called you to do this because this is who I am. And the point is, like father, like son, you meant to be like him. This is the way it is. Therefore, you walk with him in that one. Right, let's move to another one. That one is a little bit interesting, but get it right. Forgiveness brings healing. It's very well connected to healing. Don't get me wrong. If you are ill or somebody is ill, doesn't mean he have a lot of problems and he never forgiven. It's not the case. But there are some cases where Jesus really connected to this one. Especially with this guy. He looked to him, hanging from the ceiling down. He has the power to say, get up, take this and go. Take your bed and go. He is able to. And this is when these four guys heard that he in this town, they rushed. He said, oh, he can heal this guy. He healed millions before. They know. But Jesus addressed him in a total different way. He said, your sin is forgiven. And the point is, with this particular situation, there is a connection between your physical problems and your forgiveness. The 38 years guy sitting beside the water cannot do much. He didn't tell him your sin is forgiven. What has happened? Nobody is able to help me to drop me in the water when the angel come and move it. He didn't say, get up and take your bed and go. He didn't tell him your sin is forgiven. He didn't. But with this guy, it was a connection. Therefore, I'm putting it this way. How many times you hear it in your work, this guy is absent. Why? Stress. And after the stress, he fall and have a heart attack. And been taken to the hospital. Dig down. Where is the stress coming from? Work. Where is that coming from? I have a problem with this and this and this and this. Partly, I cannot forgive. Isn't it? Sometimes. And here is the point. Sometimes is to do with healing and freeing yourself. Sometimes not physical. It's like this prostitute. You are free to go. It's a freedom in her spirit. It's freedom in her soul. Freedom to her being. You are free to go. You are free from your illness. Why? Because your sin is forgiven. And here is the point. How many times I cannot even forgive myself to allow the healing to come to me. Physically, mentally, spiritually, all of it. How many times I cannot forgive somebody else to release him on the same place and bring him to the same place. And here is the point again, is what you bind in heaven, it will be bound in earth. Be aware of this one because it's really, really important. It's a key behind everything. Okay? 4 points. Can you remember them? Strength, not weakness. Second is your key. Yes? Third is? Like father, like son. Nice one. Thank you. And last one is bring healing. Yeah? Okay. We get it in your head. Yes? You'll not forget that one. Right. How I forgive. Right. It's very easy. I will get Carl, put him here, and remind him with everything he done in one go. He will drop dead. Yeah? Easy, yes? No, it's not that way. Forgiveness, it's a journey with the Holy Spirit. Forgiveness, it's a journey with the Holy Spirit. I'll repeat it again. Forgiveness, it's a journey with the Holy Spirit. He doesn't remind you with everything. He doesn't. He doesn't come and say, okay, here it is. This is your package. Sort it out. He doesn't do that. What he do is, he said, come. You are closer to the Word. You are reading every time. You are remaining in Him. And this is the key point on the journey. You are remaining in the Word. You are stuck with Him in the vine. And the more you are closer, the more you allow the Holy Spirit to show where the area is not holy in your life and you have to confess. Therefore, there is two words, remaining and obedience. You remain in Him and obey what He's saying to you to do. Two things. If you remain in Me, you will be fruitful. How? Because I will become holy like Him. I will come closer. If I didn't remain, what happened to that branch? Dead. When it's dead, cut it, throw it in the bin. Therefore, it's a journey. Journey of obedience. Journey of closer to God. Journey of being with Him. He will remind you. He show you. He will tell you when, how, why. Right. About a year ago, I was listening to Derek Prince. I was working, putting my headphone on, and he kept talking about stuff and blessing, cursing, blah, blah, which I would recommend it highly to hear that one in YouTube. And when I was listening, the Holy Spirit started to remind me where some stuff even has nothing to do with me. It's to do with my family. It's to do with my parents. I heard this story Mom told me. I understand like my grandma told me something years and years and years back. The Holy Spirit reminded me with it. And I start ask for forgiveness and praying and repentance. What happened? I didn't know this years back, or I heard it, but I never come to my attention. This is what the Lord asked me to forgive or to confess or to ask prayer for or to forgive someone. I didn't know. I am reading something and suddenly, whoa! Do you remember what you did to Dan? You need to ask forgiveness. I didn't mean to, I know you didn't. But it meant a lot to him. You need to go and ask forgiveness. It's a journey. But be obedient in that journey. Okay? One last thing. With forgiveness comes warning. Before we come to this one, let me remind you of some story happened in the Bible, not from somewhere else. Remember King Saul and David, yes? King Saul was chasing David. He won't kill him. He's seeking to kill. One time he's in the cave. It happened to be where David is hiding. And said, oh, the Lord deliver you to my hand. I can kill you now. This is what David should do. He's evil. But what happened is, David said something very, 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 very important. That is 2 days ago when I was in driving and the Lord spoke to me about it. 2 days ago. He said, how I can touch or lay my hand on the anointing man of God. God anointed him. God chose him. I cannot lay my hand on him. And here is for you, guys. In Peter, you called to be king and priest. Yes? Do you remember this verse? Yes? This is what you called to be. You called to be anointed. There's another verse. Yes? Who I am, or who am I, to lay my hand on one of you? You are anointed man and woman of God. Who am I to accuse you? Who am I to hold sin against you? Who am I to look to my brother and said, oh, I carry that against you? And this is what happened with David. This is why the Bible describes him that his heart according to my heart. His way, he feared my way all his life. And this is the point is, who am I to hold something or to bind my brother or my sister? The anointed people of the Lord. They called to be holy. It's what God called them to be. And here is the point. The warning is in the forgiveness is verse 35. If you can put it up there. And this is what happened. If you didn't do it to your brother and sister, this is what my heavenly Father will do. You're surprised, yes? It's harsh, yes? But this is what happened from day one with Adam and Eve. You have all this, but don't touch this one. Let's go to Noah. After the flood and everything, this is my new covenant with you, Noah. Go and do this and this and this and keep my command, da 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 da. But if you didn't, that will happen. Okay? Same thing. Come to Abraham. Come to David. Come to Solomon. All of it. Come to Jesus. It's the same thing. Depend on how you want to put it. If forgiveness is a command or not, or how you want to put it. Don't know how you want to put it. Which category you want to address it. But it's treated exactly the same. But it's treated on a way with grace. And this is what I want you to get it in your head. Is, and this is what Paul said. That the law in the spirit is good. But in the flesh, exposed my sin. That's why it become difficult. And here again, forgiveness, it's a good saying because it's like father, like son. That is in the spirit, in his presence, in being holy, remaining in him, close to him, it's exactly the same. But if you take forgiveness out of the context, out of the presence of the Lord to the flesh, it will become very difficult. It will become a burden, not a way or a key or a benefit to your life. That's why if you look to verse 35, it's not a verse which is like, oh, that is harsh. No, it's your choice to choose. It's again to David. It was his choice to do. To kill Saul or not. or to extend forgiveness. It's your choice to choose to forgive or to keep holding back. Again, bridges and sin against your brother or against yourself. It's your choice to walk in what the Lord asks you to walk in His command and His ways, or to choose to make it as a flesh, like the law of Moses, become in the flesh very difficult to follow. But if you in Him, you are remaining in Him, it's easy to follow. That's why David said, your command is not heavy, because he understands it in His presence, not in the flesh. And here is the point is, forgiveness, if it's understood in the presence of God, it will be easy to do because you are in His grace. But if you choose to be in the flesh, it will be difficult to do. Again, it will be your choice. So I want you to get that one because it's really important. It's about you and you alone. It's about your choices and your choices alone. It's about taking that further and listening to the Holy Spirit in the journey. It's about you. Amen? I'll leave it with Carl.
Thank you. There's a story that illustrates that final point that Emma made really well. There was a Dutch lady, a sister's, in the Second World War. And in Holland, as they lived out their Christian faith by giving safe harbour to Jewish people who the German army were basically rounding up and sending off to concentration camps. And this lady, she's well known, Corrie ten Boom, with her sister, helped hide Jewish people. But one day, of course, the Germans discovered them. They discovered the Jews they were hiding, and they took them all off to prison camp, the Jewish people and Corrie ten Boom and her sister. And Corrie ten Boom with her sister ended up in Ravensbrück because the Germans saw them as criminals along with the Jewish people. In Ravensbrück, of course, they had a terrible time. It's not a holiday camp, it's a concentration camp. And the prison guards treated them terribly, but they saw the grace of God through their lives in the concentration camp. And you can read the book. I've got a copy here, The Hiding Place. It's a fantastic story of how they saw God's grace, even in the most terrible place at that time on earth. Well, sadly, her sister died, but she survived and came out of the Second World War alive. After the war, she took to public speaking and to telling people about the grace of God that she and her sister had experienced, and the forgiveness of God for her and the forgiveness that God extends around. And she would travel, she'd go to the States, around Europe, and up and down Germany preaching this message of God's forgiveness. Until one day, she was preaching in Germany, and she saw in the congregation was one of the prison guards from Ravensbrück. One of the prison guards who had ill-treated her and her sister and the other inmates. One of the prison guards who had abused her and her sister and the other inmates. She gave her message of forgiveness, but this prison guard came to her at the end and introduced himself. She now recognized him. And he said that he had found peace with God because he knew that in Christ, he, although he had done the most despicable crimes, could be forgiven. But then he asked Corrie ten Boom, will you forgive me? Well, how could she? How could she when she suffered so much directly at his hands? But Spirit whispered in her ear, in Christ, he is forgiven and you can forgive. Well, at first she tried to forgive, but she prayed, Lord, give me the strength to forgive. But she couldn't do it. But so she prayed again, Lord, give me the strength. And then she just held out her hands as he was holding out his hands. And then she felt the power of God flow through her body. Because she knew it wasn't about her ability to forgive, it was about God who has already forgiven. And she was now to just be a willing channel. And God extended forgiveness, and they embraced, and forgiveness was extended. Let's make us a people who choose to forgive, not because we're clever or we're great at doing that, but because God has already done that for us, and we can be his channels. Why don't we stand to pray and respond?